Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is May 6th, episode 327 of Creekside with Don and Jan, the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
And at Creekside Community Brew, too.
Absolutely. We usually say we're recording from our studio inside Adam Brothers and Music and Coffee House.
We don't say that anymore.
We don't. No, it's ours. It's Creekside Community Brew, so that's fun.
It is fun. And we are, I'm needing some coffee, and we don't have any to make right now. Well, we have coffee, but we don't have coffee makers. So if we want coffee, I've got to go boil it on the stove.
Well, you did that the other day and made yourself some cowboy coffee, as they say. And it's really kind of funny. We looked around and said, we want tea, we want coffee. We own a coffee shop and we can't make anything to drink. Then, like you said, that's because everything's taken apart. Everything's being cleaned. Everything's being renewed and repurposed and refurbished and washed and scrubbed and you name it. We're doing it.
Yeah, and I'm nearly 62 years old and working my tail off, and I'm glad to sit down and relax for a little while. And we got to do some of that yesterday with our good friends John and Roxanne. And I tell you, the mostaccioli they had last night at Joe's Pizza was actually really good.
Well, and the nice, we say sit down and rest a bit. We'd worked all day, and I think we ate supper at, what, 8:30? So that was nice to sit there and relax a bit. And, of course, you know, we continued to talk about the business and everything that needed to be done. And then started in today. Yeah.
And so, yeah, the espresso machine was going to leave today, but got a call from the guy that was going to fix it. And evidently, something else was more important.
Well, his life had pulled him in a different direction away from us.
Yeah.
So that's to be expected. We know when you run a business, things don't go always as planned. And I think how you pick yourself up and move on throughout the day in spite of things is the way that describes your life.
The big difference is that if we couldn't make it someplace at the appointed time, there would have been a phone call.
Absolutely. We're common courtesy is a must, and that's what we try to live by. So, you know, you can promise. If you can't keep your promise, do your best to let that person know and make amends.
Yeah. So anyhow,
but
we are on schedule to open back up. We got fresh water coming through the filters. We got a new I'm building a countertop. So
we have two counters. One that the customers can actually, as you always say, belly up to, but at this point they can't belly up and get a beer.
They can't belly up to anything right now.
Well, but on the 9th they'll be able to do so. So, and what I was trying to say is, one countertop is where people will place their orders. They can have a seat, that kind of thing. The other is where all the coffee equipment sits.
Yeah.
And so we've made those match. That was really your idea, and they're a light wood. And
it's
just
pine. Yeah.
It's just, and it's really, it gave it a lighter facelift. So besides needing something done physically, it's also a good time to change the color combinations and just make things light for summertime.
Right. We kind of renewed the floor back where the coffee is made. And it just brings an air of newness to it.
Well, and it matches.
It is remodeling. It is causing things to match. It is making things that go here go there on purpose. And
Right, and there's been nice booths and benches in here for a long time with that same pine. And so that's another reason you decided you wanted to go ahead and make the countertops to match. And then this was really fun, too. We were looking for some chairs because we knew a coffee house always needs chairs.
Comfy chairs.
Right, and you spotted some when, you know, it was – citywide yard sale.
Oh, yeah. The citywide yard sale time is going on in most communities around here.
Mm-hmm.
The last three weekends and three more weekends, the same communities will be having, not the same, but they will spread through as they always do.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little place here that's called the Simple Room. And the Simple Room was putting out their stuff that they're not going to be using in their new location. They built a new building right behind them, so they're having a cleaning out party, as mm-hmm. it were. And they were just accepting, what are you willing to give donations,
mm-hmm.
instead of pricing anything. And
you made an offer, which they accepted.
I made an offer, they accepted it, and that was the end of that. And our buddy, good friend Ryan Johnson, I called him and said, hey, I need a pickup truck. And he said, when I called him back about 20 minutes later, the chairs were sitting in his truck in front of our new store, and all I had to do is go get them out. So,
yeah, and what was interesting, besides the fact that we're reusing them, which we love to be able to say that the furniture in here came from other sources, recycled and repurposed, they were kind of a teal color, teal to green. And when we brought them in and looked around, we went, oh, my goodness.
Everything's kind of teal colored.
Yeah, it's a lighter version of the paint in one of the rooms. And it all just started to come together. And then we found a big welcome sign in the back room.
Mm-hmm.
And it had inside the lettering was in kind teal. Of a teal color. And we thought, we didn't know we were going to go teal, but it looks great with the brown that is the coffee brown that's mm-hmm. throughout. And we're going to be painting another wall tonight. And that will take on that new coffee color. So yeah. It's just, you know, this whole experience, it is as if it was meant to be. You and I can't say it enough. It happened in a matter of days, and then in a matter of weeks, the next steps were made, and people came together and volunteered help and information and ideas, and boom, here we sit in Creekside Community Brew with more work to do, but it's amazing.
I'm just
amazed at how everything has come together so easily.
And as we turn around at every turn, there is something that astounds us that mm-hmm. happens by divine providence, as if it were by providence. But stuff is just happening, mm-hmm. and it's cool. And, you know, we got the magazine out, and we want to kind of go through some of the things, you know, that you'll get to see whenever you get the magazine, when you pick up your copy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a nice few pages here about how it transitioned from Jess Adam to the McPeak family, and then to us.
And again, that's not the magazine, but it is the coffee house
right.
that transitioned.
And so... that's, you know, you'll find those things on page 4 and 5.
Well, and something else that we've said several times, Mom and Dad always taught me, especially my mom said, give credit where credit is due. And, you know, we wouldn't be here doing what we're doing without these people that have come before us, not just in our personal lives, but in the coffee house. So that's why we wanted to show past interviews we've done with Jess, past interviews we've done with the McPeak family, and how that all came to be. And now here we sit, Don.
Yeah. Page 6, you'll see Roxy's rants and ramblings. She's talking about whether or not she should really get a hobby.
A hobby? Not a habby.
A hobby.
But part of the reason is she's another lady that's busy, busy, busy. And we have talked for a long time about the fact that really food has been a part of our relationship with she and John. And even before she and John were together, we've done events that always included food with Roxanne. So she wants to start some Terra Mater meals, and we will be serving them. She and John will be making them up, and you'll be able to pick them up here at the Creekside Community Brew storefront. And so read her
article. Dine in or carry out.
Dine in or carry out. That's right. So read her article, how that all came to be. A lot of this magazine seems to be, here's the ideas we had. Here's what inspired us.
And here's what stuck to the wall.
Yeah, right.
Well, also have a really cool story about, of all things, a coffee cup.
Right. And see, there again, this whole magazine has been fitting together. We've just loved it. The Hobo Cup of Kindness. And that is on page 7. That's by Roger Peach. And it is a tearjerker, folks. It's one of those that you read. In fact, I think when we were proofing this issue, I think, Don, you cried.
I cried through the first 9 or 10 pages.
Because it resonates with all of us. It makes us think of our own parents and our grandparents and the way the world used to be and the way we'd like the world to be now.
Sure.
And it's just, you know, and I shouldn't say you cried. I'd read them all before. So I'm going to say that I cried privately.
We were proofing them. And right. Yeah, so you got the
I got my first cry out on my own.
Without me being there. But we also have a really touching story by Ann O'Neill Garcia that recounts her life at Indian Creek,
mm-hmm.
Indian Creek Farm, 10 Acres of Heaven. That's on page 8.
And Ann grew up right here in Greenville, so this Indian Creek is in the Greenville area. And there's a lot of things around named Indian Creek.
Well, yeah, Indian Creek taxidermy. And, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's lots of stuff.
And when you and I read this, we looked at each other and I said, oh, my goodness, Ann could be the next Earl Hamner, only the girl, the female voice from Indian Creek versus the male voice from Walton's Mountain.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Because the story she tells and the way she tells them, you just live the life right along with her.
Well, yeah, and you know, and another one that keeps going is Mama's Old Cookbook by Arlena Andis Kaufman. It's on page 9, and that's We're plucking at heartstrings here. Because,
well, what better time than Mother's Day?
Oh, you bet.
And then we also have a build a window box for Mom, courtesy of Elsa Hickory Shack. That's fun.
A reprise from a previous issue, but still, nonetheless, it's something you should do in the springtime. Adam Brothers Coffee House Open Mic Night comes back, and it's going to be at Creekside Community Brew. Imagine
right.
that.
So there's, again, another little history about things that took place in this building and how they're continuing on.
Yeah.
Lauren Stengel wrote that for us.
And we've got a story about Taylor Steele and the Love Preachers, written by Taylor Steele, and that's on page 11. The Love Preachers is the group that she's got now that is playing in the Effingham area for the most part, but
all over the place. They have recorded
They've been down to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Taylor Steele and Open Mic Night, she's going to kick off Open Mic Night on May 19th, starting at 6:30. So Taylor started playing her music here in Greenville. We had her on the podcast several times. She helped us out in the magazine and just at other events we've planned over the years. So it's fun to, you know, catch up with her and her story.
Vittles and Books with Brett and Mindy series is continuing on. Highland Events and Depression Era Cooking.
They're always good for a good recipe these days, too.
They are indeed. And that's on page 12. They also had some fun at Tibbetts House. Page 13, we have a recount, a photo recount of the Tibbetts House serving up a murder at Mardi Gras mystery
and
dinner. That was so fun to
go
to.
It was, and just to see everybody's smiling faces in that photo recap.
And I won't tell you who did it.
No, secret.
We did a photo recap, too, of Earth Day, the Owl Creek Way, and give it the center spread. Why not? That was our event for the year, and we had a lot of fun, and we had we were blessed to see, for goodness sakes, Gary Adolph again.
Absolutely, yeah. It isn't a complete recap of the event and the day, but it gives you a really good feel. And I do want to mention something here. You know me and typos; I always hate them. We left off Taylor Steele's byline that she wrote the article. It will be obvious when you read it, but I hated that. But what made me think of that, besides just going by Taylor's, is looking at the center spread, and I spelled Rebecca Dawn's name wrong. And I have known Rebecca for years. You and I both have. I've spelled her name right for years. But further on in the magazine, I was writing about Rebecca Boone.
Uh-huh.
Well, she spells her name differently than Rebecca Dawn. So I was working my tail off to make sure I got Rebecca Boone's Rebecca spelled right. And I did. And in the process, I spelled Rebecca Dawn's name wrong.
It happens. It happens.
Does.
It happens. But that's the way it goes.
And before we continue on here with a recap of the magazine, we want to take a minute for a message from the Blue Carpet Corridor Coalition.
The 5th Annual Miners, Mobsters, and the Mother Road Passport Run event will be held Saturday and Sunday, May 18 and 19. Participating communities are Auburn, Verdon, Girard, Collinsville, Gillespie, Staunton, DeCamp Station, Hamel, Edwardsville, Litchfield, Mount Olive, Livingston, Troy, and Collinsville. Discover innovative museums, towering monuments, historic buildings, and winding stretches of original highway. The event will also feature vendors, refreshments, souvenirs, historical tours, and other activities and attractions. Passport stop hours at these communities are Saturday, May 18th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, May 19th from 10 to 4. For more information about the Blue Carpet Corridor communities, their events, and how to get your kicks on Route 66, visit bluecarpetcorridor.org. And we're back with Prairie Reflections series by Shannon Strode. And, you know, I tell you, guys, if you ever wanted to do something, this is the woman that you would ask how to make a dress. And
oh, yeah, that and so many other things. This article gives a pattern and a step-by-step how to make a simple spring dress. And she says anything from a tunic to long sleeves to short sleeves, it all can be made out of this pattern.
Well, and you could do a standard shirt. A guy's shirt would work in much the same way, because these things, it's where they're tucked in is really the biggest difference. And I think she could make a nice shirt for a guy.
I know she could make a nice shirt for a guy. I don't know if she'd use this pattern or not. It would be
a simple variation of it.
Well, she has a husband and three sons, and she's been sewing for years.
It would not have a bust line on it, I tell you that.
No. You know what we might do? This could be fun, is ask Shannon how to, and see if people want to send in questions. She could answer them. She's another Jill of all trades. Like Roxanne can do a bit of everything, so can Shannon. I'm always impressed with her.
You know, I suppose as a guy, I got to have a lot of time on my hands to stop me from going into the local Walmart or whatever to just pick up a shirt, you know. So it is an art that I think that men should know how to do. I think that men should know how to sew up their own socks. I think that men
You're going to darn now, huh, Don?
And darn it, I do it anyway.
Darn it, I do it anyway. Okay, well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. You do have your own sewing machine.
I do.
So you're halfway there.
I am
halfway
there. There you go. We've got the butterfly series. Swallowtails hatch and monarchs return, and the plants they love to eat. And that's all by Kathy Kimmy. She's a butterfly lady.
That's right.
And goodness gracious, we've got Prairie Reminiscence series, The Swimming Hole. Now, every kid in the world, I think, has decided that they were going to build a swimming hole, and Arlena Andis Kaufman did it as a child in her little community.
It's a hoot. The story is just a hoot, so you've got to check it out.
And, yeah, you'll love it. Dairy Days returns to Greenville the 7th and 8th, and that's the 7th and 8th of June. Mm-hmm. We just talked to the tourism director, and he's all a Twitter about it. It's going good.
So happy to be bringing this back. And he, by the way, folks, is Jess Adam. So he stopped by to check out his old digs here with us and visit a minute. And we've got, so not only is the community doing Dairy Days, we have three authors coming to be featured here at Creekside Community Brew. And they write about everything from farm living, country living, cow loving, milking, county fairs, you name it. If it pertains to cattle and cows and milking, they're here. They're writing about it. And we're looking forward to having them. And then Val Gaffner is going to be doing her thing with her photography.
And when is the best time to tip over a cow? When he's sleeping.
Of course.
Yarns from the Barnyard, Planting Taters. Clodhopper Clem's in the magazine, page 21. The legendary star, Eric Estrada, is going to appear at the Greenville Graffiti Car Show. And there's something special on the preceding page. It's about your dad. And it's sort of an homage to Father's Day, but
right, but written by a nephew. Yeah. My dad was awfully close to his nieces and nephews, as was my mom. And after Dad had passed away, one of his oldest nephews at the time actually had written what he called Uncle Don's Gift. And he shares what Dad meant to him and kind of what he discovered in his life as he was looking at his hometown and his relationship with my folks and my family, what he discovered about himself as well. It was really a touching piece, and we just thought, you know, what better time to put that in there than Father's Day.
And on that same page, I got to tell you, someplace in this world, I have a brother, damn it. And
do tell.
You have to read. You have to read to find out why I have a brother. Damn it! And
you're bringing them in,
and,
huh?
And that's all I'm going to say.
Piquing their interests. And then Jess is back on Living Small series. His year-long campout continues, and of course, this was from 2014-15. But it's always good to think about living small and loving big.
And 52 Weeks to Self-Reliance is still here. We've got memories of summer camps and family vacations. And we've got the Owl Creek Autumn, the Owl Creek Gazette Autumn Dinners coming up, too. So that's what we've got to do, is prepare for the autumn dinner. But we've already got the venue. We know where that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, we don't have to ask anymore if the dates are available, because we create what happens here. But yeah, that's the autumn dinner will feature recipes from the Rebecca Boone Cookbook as we explore frontier men and frontier lives. And I did want to say about memories of summer camp and family vacations. I wrote that this time, and I had such a wonderful time at summer camp. I went to everything from Girl Scout to cheerleading to church camp. If you could pack a bag and head out in the summer, that's where I was. So I had fun walking down that memory lane, and family vacations. We went every year. I know some people go more often and some people traveled farther than us. We were limited by the fact that Mom and Dad owned a business and felt they could only squeak out a week away from, you know, the needs that they felt their business.
Squeak a week.
Yeah. And so that's just what we did, but it was always so much fun. And you mentioned 52 Weeks to Self-Reliance, speaking of summertime tips and reviews. So that's worth a read by Keith Ford.
We've also, you know, got a beekeeper's corner. It's swarming time for bees.
It is.
And Tim has dealt with swarms for years now, and there's some special things that you do to capture the bees, and even using a shop vac to pull them on. I hate to be in that tunnel.
Yeah.
Well, that's a high speed flight, but I guess there's a soft landing at the other end.
Right.
So anyway,
he's always good to educate readers that are wondering about, you know, how to grow their hives.
Yeah.
Or start one from scratch, and what do you do season
for
season?
Or how to raise queens, you know? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that you could just, you know, willy-nilly raise your queen. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. But
you can
live and learn, Don. That's what we're doing here at the Owl Creek Gazette and Creekside Community Brew and Creekside with Don.
We learn how to make coffee, too.
We do. We better.
We better be able to.
I did want to mention, too, I had a couple people this week ask me how they can subscribe to the Owl Creek Gazette. They don't live in our distribution area, but they see their friends with us on Facebook, and they see the things we post, and they just want to know more about this area. And so you can absolutely subscribe. Go to owlcreekgazette.com. And you can subscribe online. It's $18 a year for that six issues a year every other month.
Yeah.
Or you can also just send us a check for $18 to Owl Creek Gazette. Currently, we'll still take it at P.O. Box 81, Greenville, Illinois, 62246.
For the foreseeable future, yeah.
Right. But since the Owl Creek Gazette office is going to be inside Creekside Community Brew, all that will shake out pretty soon, and we'll have physical addresses.
Maybe I secretly want to keep that because I need the 10 minutes around 10 o'clock to go out and stretch my legs and go get the mail.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just give you those 10 minutes and we can have the mail delivered here. And I'll read the mail while you're stretching your legs as you walk around town.
Okay, well, maybe so.
Okay. Maybe you'll be out delivering coffee.
I could be.
Who knows?
Maybe the postman would like some coffee.
Well, invite the postman in.
You bet.
And we invite everyone in. May 9th, if you're anywhere in the area, come on in to 110 South 2nd Street, Greenville, Illinois, Creekside Community Brew. We are knee-deep in remodeling, like we've mentioned. You can see pictures on Facebook. The reality is we hope to have as much done as humanly possible with the help of friends and family on May 9th. But I imagine people will still be seeing things tweaked. I know the menu will be limited,
yeah,
but the enthusiasm won't be.
And not at all. And, you know, stick your hand out, say howdy. I'll stick a cup of coffee back in it and say howdy back. So there you go.
I'll do the same.
All right.
Okay. Take care, folks.
Bye-bye now.
Good night.